Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there is a great new show that is just gone into national syndication, Cutler's Court. And in Cutler's Court, judges Dana and Keith Cutler hear from a large assortment of couples who are having difficulty in their relationships, cheating, paternity, money, whatever. It's come to a boiling point, and the ultimate decision for the Cutlers to make in every episode is, should the relationship continue or should they call it quits? Judges Dana and Keith join us here on the National Defense. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great.
Hey, Dana, let me ask you this. You guys have been married for what, like 35 years?
It will be 35 years in June, so we're creeping up on it.
All right, so if you guys went before a judge today and talked about how your marriage life has been, would there be some issues to be resolved?
I don't think so. So far, we have been able to get over the mountains of marriage. And I'm not going to say there are some scars, but there may be some scars there. But we've managed to figure it out, you know, and I think the key to it was we decided early on in our relationship, like when we were dating, how we would argue. And we had pretty much stuck with that plan, and it has actually worked for us.
So, Keith, how do you argue?
Apparently unsuccessfully, because he wins more of the arguments.
That's only because I'm right more.
See what I mean? Yeah. We try to argue fair. We don't personally attack each other. We try to really stick to the issues. And with the couples that we see in Cutler's Court, that's a big issue that we see. They are so hell-bent on just trying to attack each other or tear the other person down that they never really get to the issue that they're fighting about.
Yeah. And Dana, on Cutler's Court, what is it that you see most? I mean, is there a recurring theme in terms of whether it's money or infidelity or anything like that?
You know, it sounds like an old saw. The inability to communicate your needs, your concerns, that is, I almost feel like they need to teach it in school. Like, how do you tell somebody I'm unhappy? Mm. How do you tell someone I don't like this? And what happens is people like, read my mind, and the person's not reading your mind. Surprise, surprise. And so it just continues to build. And then it shows up in different ways. Like, I'm going on social media, DMing secretly this babe, or I like your pictures, or it becomes a barrel in which stuff ferments and gets really nasty.
Yeah, you know, and I think too, Keith, this is another point in my marriage. We just celebrated the 40th anniversary, and I think, you know,
congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Complimenting your spouse, you know, I always tell my wife, I say, you have the most incredible, the sexiest body that I have access to right now.
That's a slightly loaded compliment.
but it counts. It counts as a compliment.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Does it count, Mr. Cutler? Really? Does it count?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You know, and it's,
let me just say, don't give me that compliment, Mr.
Okay, I won't steal that compliment, but you might get something Randy-esque, you know?
No, sir.
Hey, speaking of which, so our show is based in Kansas City, and you guys are in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
We are. I'm a Kansas City girl. I was raised here, and then I brought my husband to Kansas City. Go Chiefs, go Royals.
Absolutely.
I'm all 100% in.
Yeah, I was so excited to see that because I did the morning show on Q104 here for like 13 years. And then we started this show for active duty military and veterans and their families. And, you know, Keith, as I'm sure you guys have seen some military couples go through your court. You know, that's one of the things when you got a spouse that's been deployed, when they come back, a lot of times it's not, you know, it's not the same.
It's not, because each of them has been through their own set of experiences. We always think about the service people, and we are very thankful for their service, and we have some idea what they go through. But it's also difficult on the person who is left behind, who's trying to maintain the family, maintain the household, maintain everything. So, yeah, it's hard on both parts.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I just want to say my dad was in the Army, served in Korea, was stationed at Leavenworth, Fort Leavenworth, had all of my uncles. I had an uncle in every branch on my mother's side. So love you all. Love what you do. God bless every one of you and your families. We just want to thank them for their service and their dedication. Mm-hmm. Without them, we wouldn't be, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Thank you so much. We're talking to Dana and Keith Cutler here on the National Defense, the two-time Emmy-nominated trial attorneys, and the new show, Cutler's Court. Keith, maybe you can help me out with a situation I'm having in my marriage. So I like to play golf. I like to play golf, and my wife doesn't play golf. Well, recently, like 2 months ago, she says, you know what? I've decided that I'm going to take up golf, and I'm going to go and play golf with you. And I said, oh, okay. That's great. That's great news, honey. And she doesn't realize that the reason I play golf is to get away from her. So what do I do, Keith?
The best way to do that is to have a designated time for you and her to play golf. It is not to the exclusion of when you are going out with your buddies, because that still needs to exist. But have a designated time for you and her to go out. And so if you're going out four times a month, maybe you only go out three times a month with your buddies and one time a month with her.
I like that. But I mean, I have created a monster now because she is. So, I mean, yesterday, hey, can we go to the driving range? Okay. I can. And now I feel like I'm cheating on her when I'm playing golf with my buddies.
Yeah, well, she has to understand that, you know, everybody needs, and in a couple relationship, everybody needs their alone time.
Yes.
And alone time doesn't necessarily mean alone. It could be with your set of friends or your interests or your hobbies. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we tell couples that on the show that, look, just because you're not spending every waking moment together doesn't mean there's something wrong with your relationship. Each of you needs your individual time so that you can grow as a person and contribute back to the relationship.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll be playing this back for her. Thank you guys so much. I can't wait to see this show. This is going to be so cool. Cutler's Court, Dana and Keith Cutler, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed it.
So much fun.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.